It's like that, and you don't stop. True story. Napkins log. Star date. One morning on my way to my old day job. You don't stop. Riding my bike didn't stop at the red. Instead, I was stopped dead in my tracks by a cop, and he said, "You must obey the same rules as all motorists." I had no vote in this, though. I thought it was malodorous. I swear I gazed to the left and the right. It wasn't like I just recklessly blazed through the light. He was hiding behind the park van. Flatfoot slowed me down with his fat, flat hand and pulled me over to the side of the road. I was pedaling so hard I was sweating, but inside I was cold. Plus, I thought that I'd be late for work, so I was just a little keyed up when he asked me for my paperwork. "I hate this jerk," I thought, "and I blasted. Now I'm a cop killer. The last thing I'd have ever imagined. Hide from the law, the bike bandit." Psych. I'm just another timid citizen, unsure of my rights. So I'm like, "Here's my ID. The address you'll find on the front's my current residence. That's where you'll find me. What's that on your shirt?" Put my finger in place, and when he looked down, I flipped my finger up in his face. Then I stabbed it with my kickstand. The big man sunk like quicksand. Napkins. You wish, man. Alright, for real. I waited patient while he made out the citation using all the information from my identification. Showed me the line where he noted the crime and said to pay the whole fine to the clerk on time. So here's my $20 check made out to Cambridge, thanks to the academy, my family, and the English language. Buy this single when I drop it so it tops the 10, and I can afford the fine when I'm stopped again. It's like that. And you don't stop a guy on a bike. No, you don't stop a guy on a bike. Man, you don't stop a guy on a bike. You don't stop.